In an industrial warehouse in Somerville, Massachusetts, a fleet lies idle. The admiral of the fleet is known only as Skunk. He is, in his own words,
fleet admiral and founder of Skull, bicycle chopper gang in your Boston star system since your Earth year 1996.
This is Skull, a bicycle gang based out of the Artisans Asylum, a makerspace. The acronym originally stood for Subversive Choppers Union League, but is now just Skull. They make choppers, or modified bicycles. Some are simply bicycles with a little custom framework. Some of them are hard to tell from a regular bike. Many are bizarre Frankenstein bicycles, featuring extra wheels or frames bolted one on top of the other. Riding a chopper is very different from riding a regular bicycle.
When people start to ride in Skull, many of them feel like when they finally master it, riding a chopper, it's almost like mastering the first time they rode a bike. What happens is it kind of reinvents you learning all over again. And the exhilaration that you had when you first conquered this two-wheeled scary thing suddenly comes back. And you find yourself riding around in circles a lot and going wee and like laying skids. And I think that's what adds to the really playful element of Skull.
Skunk also teaches TIG welding and machining, which is used to make custom bicycles at the Artisans Asylum, which is where his passion lies.
Once I picked up a TIG welder, I mean, it's so gratifying to stick things together so fast with the lightning bolt and have it be so strong, almost indestructible. And anything you want, anything you can imagine, you can usually say, wow, I could just weld something.
Skunk has an arts background, having spent a year at the Rhode Island School of Design and another year at the University of Maine. He didn't have the funds to complete his education, so he dropped out of college and began scooping ice cream. Eventually, he found a job at a bike shop where he learned welding and bike repair. He still remembers the moment when he first discovered choppers.
It was kind of back when the internet was loading JPEGs really slow, and I remember seeing this JPEG load, and there's this guy, and he's wearing a helmet, goggles, and it scrolls down, and then you see a superhero cape, and the superhero cape's moving pretty fast, and then you see a set of handlebars, and then it keeps going, those handlebars keep going, like you don't see the wheels yet where you're supposed to, and then you realize it's like twice as high in the air as a regular person on a bicycle, and when I saw that, I lost my mind, and I said, I gotta make one of these so badly.
And so he did.
It was pretty sketchy. It was called Sky King, named after this really dumb TV show from the 50s. If you nosed into something like a rock, if you had weight on your handlebars, it would just careen forward, and you'd just fall on top of this folding mess of steel tubing and stuff. And I was just shaking on top of the thing. But it was the first thing I ever did that was dangerous that I didn't see my brother do first. My brother's 2 years younger than me, but he was the daredevil.
As his welding got better, he decided to keep making them and started trying to recruit his friends, and the Chopper Gang was born.
And it wasn't called Skull then, it was called Flying Donut. It was a pretty cool logo, and a big dripping donut with a bite taken out of the bottom of it. It was like chocolate with chocolate dripping off of it, and then it had these nasty flaming bat wings on the side.
Their beginnings were humble, a handful of people on poorly welded tall bikes riding around one street during the daytime.
That was back when we were riding up and down the Memorial Drive on Sundays on tall bikes and choppers and stuff. We had maybe three or four, and the little kids would go, "Mommy, look at the funny bikes," and you're like, "Oh, that's cute," for a while, and then you're like, you kind of feel like you need a little more of an edge.
They decided to change the name and mission plans to reflect their new and improved image.
So we changed the name to Skull, and we started riding at night. When we first started doing that, I thought, this is crazy. We're gonna ride all the way to IHOP. We're gonna be lucky if we all survive this. And at the time, it was like epic. I had a mission. I did the route planning. Like, I had maps I handed out to everybody. And I said, don't expect to survive. You know, it was like a big deal. And we rode for like a whole hour and a half. But nowadays, I mean, it wouldn't even be qualifying as a mission. People would be like, why are we going home? We just got started.
Skull organizes missions around the Boston area. Usually, they're planned without a specific location in mind and are an opportunity for members to show off their handiwork.
Now the mission routes are anywhere between like 10 miles. We say light years, probably never more than say 25 or so. Although in Skull Day, we usually ride out a lot farther to a classified location, of course.
Skull has so far flown 10 missions with 43 pilots this season. These numbers and more are all thoroughly recorded on their website.
Another thing about Skull is we're super data retentive, so every mission we've ever flown or every chopper we've ever built, and also every pilot, everyone who's ever ridden with us, have been incredibly documented on our website with a massive database, and people have actually done like research by cross-referencing stuff. It's an incredibly amazing amount of unnecessary data. We count how many high fives we get on the street and how many cups we crush. We have G-Well activity, which is how hilly it was, and a tech rating. It's for play. I mean, we're having fun with the data and stuff.
You may have noticed a distinct science fiction flavor to Skull's terms and systems. Skull's fleet is composed of fighters, or regular choppers, destroyers, which have larger rear wheels, and tandem bikes, known as bombers. Skunk borrowed this idea from his younger self.
When I was a kid, when I first learned to ride a bike, I felt like I was flying, but I loved the sound of the wind rushing by my ears, and it sounded like a rocket engine to me. So it wasn't a big leap for me to think of it as kind of a fighter ship of some kind.
Skull's applicants join at the lowest rank, referred to as baby maggot, for their first ride.
After you're a baby maggot, you get kind of voted in and out after the mission by the group, usually make you dance or something. It's almost always in. In fact, it's always in, I'll just say it, because no one's going to say, you're not qualified in front of 30 people. It's just a little hazy.
After their initiation, a pilot earns the rank of maggot. From the rank of maggot, it's an uphill climb.
And then we discuss your trials, which is your test that gets you into the gang. And some people, they just make cookies. And some people redesign the website. Some people master doing the pre-flight check without any help. Then, when everything's ready, the host performs a knighting ceremony with this lightsaber that we made out of steel and electroluminescent wire. And we get them to kneel and we knight them as a pilot of Skull. And it's a big, we try to make a big deal about it.
I returned to the asylum the next day to find out who the members of Skull were. I found Senior Chief Petty Officer Leotard and Commander Piranha, who introduced me to the ship Compliance.
Is that in the front stable?
What stable? Kind of question is that? No, that's why it's called Compliance, because when you get on it, it goes doing, 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 doing.
That was Leotard. She works with metal, sort of.
I design for 3D printing is my job, but since mainly my stuff is substantiated by 3D printing and metal, on the back end, I'm a metal worker.
Working with her was Piranha, who joined the group last season, but has already risen to the rank of commander.
I would see them like once in a while, and I just like would see like the disco ball and all the crazy bikes. So I was like, what is that? I want to do it. And I've been riding bikes my whole life, so seeing like the crazy bikes was very new and interesting to me, because I used to race when I was little, and I was so sick of biking for racing or commuting or health or whatever. I wanted to like do it for fun.
She was lucky enough to meet a pilot from Skull who initiated her.
Then when I came and joined, that's when I realized it was the same thing that I'd been looking for like a year. So I got right into it. You know, I was totally ready to be a part of it before I'd even walked in the door.
Although Skull has grown a lot since Skunk founded it, he tries to remain true to its core values.
There's a motto of Skull, and that's strive to be a superhero version of yourself. So you take you and you make it like super you. It's not like we're all going to be Superman. I'm Skunk, and Skunk is a certain flavor of superhero that is like no other.
Skunk's personal ship is Cloudbuster, coming in at about 15 feet tall with a telescoping disco ball and a stereo system.
Not bad, right?
Not bad at all.
This was designed by a pilot, Ty Wacken. This is a piece of PVC pipe from MIT. We didn't have a subwoofer on the ship until fairly recently, when it first arrived on the scene. I don't know if you ever played a game called Civilization, but you get these chits like, oh, we have papyrus now, or we have, but his subwoofer was like, we have bass. It was such a big deal. We were like, because we love to play funk. I mean, we just like funk, groove, and disco in that order. We call it chopper groove.
The chopper culture Skull represents is part of a new do-it-yourself movement. They take broken or abandoned parts and turn them into fantastical or nightmarish creations. If you see them on the street, you see a group who fly in the face of convenience and the expected. For You Are Here, I'm Aditya Tejas.